Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, the book of 1 Thessalonians, praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm also going to look at Colossians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. And also going to look at Colossians chapter 3. Praise God. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Let's begin reading in verse 16. He said, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And then interesting, the next verse says, "Quench not the Spirit." So if you're not praying, if you're not rejoicing, and if you're not giving thanks, you're quenching the Spirit. So he said that we are to, in everything, in verse 18, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, let's begin reading in verse 14. Colossians 3:14. The Bible says, "And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, into which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." So we're commanded to be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you again this morning for the word of God. Thank you for our time together, Father God, as we break open the bread of life, Lord God, that our hearts are open, receptive to receive your word this morning, Father God, to do in us whatever needs to be done. Praise God. God, we will not resist the working of your Spirit in our lives. We are open. We are hungry. We desire that you move in our lives. We will act on the word, Father God. We're doers. Hallelujah. And God, we'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about giving thanks. Praise the Lord. He commanded us to, in everything, to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. And I got a feeling it really frustrates the devil when he's done everything he can. Amen. To get you down, to get you discouraged, to beat you up, and you still got a praise in your mouth. You're still giving thanks. Praise the Lord. It kind of reminds me like one time this happened years ago when the Iron Man Mike Tyson was the heavyweight champion of the world, and in boxing, I mean, there when he first started out for several years, I mean, once somebody tasted of his right hand, they were done. they were on the floor, they were knocked out, and the fight was over. But one day he met another boxer by the name of Evander Holyfield, and he hit him with the same power that he hit everybody else with, but yet the guy's still standing. I mean, didn't even faze you. and he's still standing there. And it's kind of like the look on Mike Tyson's face was, you know, uh-oh, I just hit him with the best thing I've ever had, and it put everybody else away. And there he is. He's still standing. Now I'm going to have to find out what he's got. Right? Because if you hit me with your best shot and everything you got, and I'm still standing, now you get to taste mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the way it is when with the devil. Everything he's got, he's taking his best shot, and you're still standing. You're still praising God. Now he's got to look out because you're getting ready to take some ground, praise the Lord, and drive him back, praise God. The Bible said in everything, God wants us to be a thankful people. He said we are to let the peace of God rule in our hearts, praise God. The Bible says we are supposed to be at peace among ourselves against in the family of God, praise the Lord. So it is a commandment of God that we have the thanksgiving in our heart, that we have the peace of God in our heart, praise God, and that we are a thankful people. And how many know that's a healthy heart? Amen. That's a healthy person and with a healthy life, praise God. The Bible says that a merry heart does good like a medicine. Amen. Praise God. But the opposite of that is something we don't want to be, and that is a murmuring, complaining, sniveling. just keep going on. I mean, no, the Israelites couldn't enter into the promised land because they were stiff-necked, they were murmurers, and they were complainers. Amen. And they also provoked Moses to anger, which kept him out of the promised land. They provoked God to anger. Amen. So when we complain, the Bible said a broken spirit dries up the bones. And so when we complain, it keeps us from going into God's promised land, into his blessing. In other words, the Bible says that the devil's after your tongue. He tries to get a hold of your tongue. Because if he can get a hold of your tongue, the Bible said he can turn your whole body in the wrong direction, and he can set it on fire and set it on fire from hell. People who complain think that somehow that they're being wrong, that they don't get what they deserve. How many know you don't want what you deserve? Right? I remember when we, a long time ago, used to play Monopoly. And every now and then playing Monopoly, you get a go to jail instantly card. Don't pass go, don't collect 200, go straight to jail. Then you're going through there, and then every now and then you get a little card that says, get out of jail free. Amen. I wanted to give that to Peyton this morning. Little Peyton in his striped outfit. I knew what I was going to be sharing this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to get him his little get out of jail card free. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But how many know we all deserve spiritual jail? We deserve a place called hell, amen? But thank God somebody gave us a get out of hell card free, praise God, amen? And his name's Jesus. And if you have that, praise God, if you've been born again, praise God, there ain't nothing left but to be happy and to joyful, praise God, and to have a praise on our mouth because of what Jesus has done. And if you're not saved, amen, then you ought to rejoice because this is the day the Lord has made, and it is a day of salvation, praise God, and you can find Jesus today, amen, praise God. The Bible says in the last days that people will be unthankful. There will be an unthankful generation that rises up. I've never seen kids and people get more free stuff but yet complain about it more than we've ever. Isn't that true? It's the old saying about the dog that bites the hand that feeds it. And that God does not want us to be that way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Children ought to be thankful for what they got, not for what they don't have. Amen. They ought to give thanks for it. At the end of the week when you get a paycheck, you ought to say thank you to your boss. The attitude ought not to be that, well, bless God, I earned it. Well, if that's the attitude, you know, he can give you a job somewhere else. Right? We ought to be thankful, praise God. We ought to be thankful for everything. We'll get into some of these things, praise God, that God wants us to be thankful for, praise God. But we know when you wake up every morning, some of the first things that come out of your mouth ought to be, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, God, for your goodness in my life. Father God, I want to thank you. This actually comes out of my mouth every day when I get up, praise God. Part of it is, Lord, I thank you that you've given this isn't the exact words, but you have given this dying world another opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You have extended your grace of salvation to a dying world once again, praise God. How many know he can shut this thing down? And it is going to, and it ain't going to be too long, but you know why he hasn't yet? Because he said he is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance, praise God. He is extending his grace, amen, praise God. I get up and I thank him that I have the wonderful opportunity not only to be saved and have my names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, but I have the privilege of the best job in the whole wide world, and that is I am a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pastor the best church, praise the Lord, amen. I have a wonderful wife. I got good kids. I got good grandkids. Praise God. What else could you want? Praise the Lord. It is the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. And we ought to be thankful for it. Amen. I got the best mom and dad too. Praise the Lord. I see him sitting over there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember during the Brownsville Revival, one of the songs Linda Cole used to sing said, I just want to stop, take a little time right now, and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. You know, sometimes you just have to have, you just have to stop and have a praise break, amen, and give God some praise and glory. Amen. My wife put in the bulletin there the old doxology, which says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all you creatures here below. Praise him, all you heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Then I got to get that real nice, amen, on the end of that. Praise God. Amen. In America, we have much to be thankful for. Amen. In 1621, those pilgrims at the Plymouth Plantation, along with that Indian chief Squanto, stopped and gave thanks for the blessings of the Lord, praise God. Amen. In 1863, as a matter of fact, this goes all the way back to the very foundation of our country. Congress has always been putting places in days of thanksgiving. Proclamations, praise God. In 1863, November the 26th, President Abraham Lincoln made a proclamation and a declaration that the country would shut down, praise God, and give God thanks for his blessings, for his provision, for his protection, praise God. It is a day of thanks. Amen. In 1942, President Roosevelt signed a bill that said the fourth Thursday of every November would be a day of thanksgiving. Imagine that. We shut down the whole country, praise God, to give our God thanks and praise for his bounty and his provision, praise God. And Ronald Reagan was the first president to give a turkey a full pardon and put him in the petting zoo. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Thanksgiving ought to be a good day. I'm just talking about the fourth Thursday of every November. It ought to be a good day, praise God. It ought to be a day that makes our hearts fill with cheer and thanksgiving. It ought to be a day of family and friends. Someone say, well, you don't know my family situation. Well, how about you just start a new family tradition, and that is make the holidays good instead of bad. And I know the devil loves to do this. The devil loves to try to make Christmas and Thanksgiving and different things like that. He tries to have something bad happen. He tries to bring in hurt and pain so that when we do have family gatherings, that he has his way of wiggling in there and turn it into fights and turn it into strife and turn it into division where there's all kind of terrible things. Well, if there's one thing God wants us to know this morning, praise God, he wants our families blessed. Amen. And I don't care what has happened in the past, your God is a God of reconciliation, and he is big enough to fix our mess ups. Amen? He really is, praise God. So we have to be spiritually minded. If your house and household and family situation isn't that great, then we need to learn how to make it better, praise God. Amen? You know, there's some Bible things that we need to know, praise God. And one of them is we do not wrestle or fight against flesh and blood. Amen. Aunt Sally's not your enemy. Amen. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, praise God. So if I had, I don't have this, but if I had to deal with a situation where my family situation when I got together was all full of strife and I knew Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, I'd rise above it. Amen. I'd put on the full armor of God before I went to that Thanksgiving celebration. And I'd say, Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. You are not going to bring confusion. You're not going to bring strife in the house. And if you know particularly someone that the devil likes to use, I'd bind him off of that person in Jesus' name. I'd plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that person. I would pray that God would open their spiritual eyes and that they would see Jesus Christ and find him as their Lord and Savior. I would live by the principle the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Amen. You may know it takes two to fight. A soft answer turns away wrath, praise God. Amen. We need to know these things, praise God, and apply them to our lives, praise God. Amen. I love Thanksgiving. Amen. It's a time of family. Praise God. I've spent Thanksgiving before with the homeless and things like that. It's a blessing, praise God. I wake up, I don't know about how you do your Thanksgiving day, but this coming up, this coming week, it's good time, praise the Lord. It's a time of blessing, amen. You wake up in the morning, you're thankful, praise God. You're not going to work, you got a day off, amen. Praise the Lord. You can celebrate and you wake up and you're thankful for all God's grace and provision in your life. Praise God. Amen. The women are in the kitchen, men too, cooking up good stuff. Praise the Lord. Getting to have that good turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff. Football comes on in the afternoon. Amen. And it used to be about 2 a.m, somewhere in there, the ladies would head out for Black Friday. I don't understand that one, but I'm a guy, and they're women. But man, when they come back after their shopping, some of the war stories that you hear are amazing. Praise the Lord. Amen. You get up Friday, praise God, enjoy Friday. Saturday, you get to go deer hunting. I mean, what else could you want? Sunday, you get to come back to church, praise God. Amen. We have a lot to be thankful for, praise the Lord. Amen. Things we need to be thankful for. In Acts chapter 17, the Bible says that when the Apostle Paul went to Mars Hill, they had this inscription set up. And in this inscription they had set up, it said, "To the unknown God." So the Apostle Paul took advantage of that, praise God, and said, "All right, you don't know who he is, but I do." He said, "Let me declare that I saw your inscription to the unknown God. Let me declare who he is," praise God. And he went ahead and did that. And after he did that, one of the things he said, we turned this into a song, but it says, "In him we live and move and have our being." And when the Apostle Paul was telling that to the people of Athens there, he wasn't talking about Christians saying, "In him we live and move and have our being." Obviously that's true, but he's talking about everybody. Everybody on the earth, it's in him we live and move and have our being. In other words, he is the giver of life. He's the sustainer of life. And he is our all in all, praise God. In Acts 14, the Apostle Paul, preaching at Lystra and Derbe, he witnessed unto them. They tried to make a god out of him because of the healing power of God that flowed through him. But the Apostle Paul said in verse 17 of Acts 14, Paul said that God was good to us. He gave us rain in season. He gave us fruitful season. He gave us food to eat. Praise God. I saw a combine going through the field the other day, picking all that corn and harvesting all that. How many know all that's a blessing from the Lord? Amen. That's just not Farmer John's. that's God's blessing, praise God. When you go in the supermarket and go in there and all that good fruit and veggies are in there, praise God. They are a direct blessing from God to fill our hearts with cheer. And that's what the Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 14, praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible says in verse 17 that God gives us all things richly to enjoy, praise God. All these blessings are from God, praise God. And it's a day where we stop and thank him for it. Amen. You know, when you stop and thank God, it keeps everything in perspective and the priorities straight. When you worship things, it gets things messed up. But when you worship God who richly gives us all things, praise God, then you recognize that God is a blesser and you can keep the blessings in proper perspective. Amen. Praise God. So we need to be thankful for just the natural blessings that God has given us. Number two, we need to be thankful for the people that God has put in our lives. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4 says this, the Apostle Paul speaking. He said, "I thank my God always on your behalf." Philippians 1:3, Paul said, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." Ephesians 1:16 says, "I cease not to give thanks for you." Praise God. Amen. So in other words, Paul was saying, every time I think about you, he said, I give praise and I give thanks when I think about you. Praise God. Amen. We need to be thankful for the people that God has put in our lives. Amen. And like I said, if some of those might be family members that don't get along with you too good. You know, the Apostle Paul said he was given a thorn in the flesh. And if you study the thorn in the flesh in God's word, all the way through the Old Testament, all the way up into the Apostle Paul, you will find out it's people. Said they will be thorns in your flesh. Yeah. How many of you know some people aren't just a thorn in the flesh, they can be the whole bush. Right? Amen. But at the same time, we need to be thankful for those people, praise God. Amen. God has put them in our lives. How many know that even sometimes, you know, true friends don't always tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes they tell you what you need to hear. Amen. And sometimes we might not like that, but thank God the Bible says that open rebuke is better than secret love. Amen. It's better to have somebody openly confront you with the truth than have somebody secretly love you and never tell you about it. So thank God. You know, God puts people in our lives to speak the truth and love so that we can grow up in Him, praise God. He puts people in our lives that will help shape us and mold us and sand those rough edges off of us, praise God. God puts those people in our lives, amen, and we need to be thankful for them. And it's not always them, you know, correcting us and straightening us out. But, you know, the Bible says, once again, a friend loves at all times. Praise God. So we need to be friendly also to other people. Praise God. Amen. A friend, somebody you can share things with. Deep things. Amen. And my Bible says that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And His name is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Isn't it good to have family and friends, people you can share with and share your life with? Praise God. That's a blessing. Amen. And we ought to be thankful for them. Praise God. Amen. We shouldn't push people away. We should love them with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to be thankful for the people that God has put in our lives. We need to cherish them. Praise God. Pray for them. Amen. Amen. In healthy relationships, there's always giving and receiving, isn't it? Don't you hate it when you see somebody coming, you know all they want to do is just take. And then when they get it, they leave. and don't come back until they take some more. It ought to be giving and receiving, shouldn't it? Praise God. So if we want to be good friends and good family, we ought to be a blessing, praise God, as well as receiving. Amen. Another thing we need to be thankful for is we need to be thankful. And this is way up number one. We need to be thankful for all that God has done for us. Amen. In Luke chapter 17, there's a story of the 10 lepers. We know the story that when they came to Jesus for healing and Jesus sent them to go see the priest. And when they were going, the Bible says, as they went, they were all healed. They were all healed. And one of them was a Samaritan. They were not very high on the Jewish list of people. They were half-breeds. And the Bible said the Samaritan came back and gave Jesus thanks for what He had done for him, praise God, when he saw that he was healed of his leprosy. And Jesus made this statement to the Samaritan and those that were around. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? He looked around and said, where's the other 9 at? See, in other words, all 10 of them should have came back and gave God thanks for what He did. Amen? Has God done anything for you? Man, He's done a lot for me. Amen. Church houses ought to be filled to capacity every Sunday. Amen. If everybody came back and gave God thanks for what He did for them, praise God. Amen? Praise God. And Jesus, when He was about ready to go to the cross, the last thing He did with His disciples, He had the Lord's Supper with them, praise God. And when the Bible said He took the cup, and when He had lifted it up, He gave thanks. And think about that just for you. You know what He was doing? He lifted up the cup of suffering that He was about ready to go through and gave thanks. That's strong. Man, if we let that sink down in, that strong. Jesus looked down through the years and saw this old boy dead in trespasses and sin and was getting ready to on his way to hell. But He said, I'm the only one that can save him. And He took the cup of suffering and He lifted it up, knowing that He would be accursed, knowing that the sin of the world would be put on Him, knowing that His back would be beaten and His nails would be pounded through His hands and feet and a crown of thorns shoved on His brow. And the Father rejecting Him and Him becoming the curse and dying for the sins of the world, and He gave thanks for it. Man, that's strong. How can we do anything less after we've received this great salvation, praise God, to come back and say, thank You, Lord, for all You have done for me, praise God. He's my Redeemer. I was dead and going on to my way to hell, but thank God He redeemed me. He pulled me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on a solid rock to stay. He gave me redemption. And if, like I told, and if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. And we all have something to be thankful for, praise God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, praise God. Amen. We need to be thankful for that. 1 Corinthians 15:57, some more things we ought to be thankful for. But the Bible says, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that what that word told us this morning? That tongues interpretation, to have that victory and to take it to a dying world, praise God, and bring it to them. Thanks be unto God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us victory over sin. Amen. And God keeps going back to this, but he's given us victory over broken families. You know, the Bible says that God is a God of reconciliation. Amen. The Bible says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you can find it in the last about five verses of that chapter. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing unto them our trespasses, but giving us the ministry of reconciliation. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing unto them their trespasses. In other words, God came to us, not holding our sins against us, but reconciling us back to him. We were broken away from God, and he said, look, I'm not going to hold your sins against you. I'm going to come and pay for them and then reconcile you back to myself. Amen. So if he's done that for us, shouldn't we do that for one another? Amen. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. And if you want to push somebody away, that's a good way to do it. Every time you see them, bring up whatever it is between you and them. Doesn't that your Bible say that love covers a multitude of sin? Amen. You know, sometimes it might be hard, but just look somebody in the eye, give them a hug, and tell them you love them. And they'll look at you and think, what happened to you? Amen. I'm talking about broken relationships and homes. Amen. I'm not saying dive right back into a relationship that's all busted up, but you know, you can start with loving somebody and letting God begin to heal, praise God, and bring redemption. He always gives us the victory. He causes us to come into victory, praise God. He has broken sin's power, amen. He's filled us with the joy of the Lord, praise God. He's defeated death, hell, and the grave. He gives us the victory, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, praise God, amen. He gives you victory, hallelujah, amen. Victory always gives us a victory. Praise God. I remember when he gave me the victory over 2.5 packs of Marlboro every day. Thank God when that victory came. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be free in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I won't bug you with my past. Praise the Lord. I got a lot to be thankful for. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge in every place, praise God. He said, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge everywhere we go, praise God. In other words, everything you face, God will cause you to triumph in it and bring forth the fragrance of Jesus Christ right in the middle of it. Amen. Isn't that the story of the Apostle Paul's life? Everywhere he went, the devil tried to kill, steal, and destroy, but God calls him to triumph, and he's the one that wrote that and bring forth the savor knowledge of Jesus Christ right in the middle of it. Amen. Praise God. I mean, God's got his finger on families this morning, and he will always, you ought to, when we walk into our family situation, we ought to carry the fragrance of Jesus Christ when we get there. And he ought to cause us to triumph when we get in the middle of it, praise God. One of the greatest stories of that is the story of Joseph in the Word of God. When his brothers first were going to kill him, that's a little harsh, just don't do that. Let's just sell him into slavery. I mean, if you were Joseph, it'd be real hard not to have an attitude against your brothers, wouldn't it? Not only that, man, they sold him into slavery. Then he got put into a place where he was in Potiphar's house and Potiphar's wife, because Joseph was a good-looking man, tried to seduce him. He ran from that. That got him thrown into prison. So now he's in prison. While he's in prison, two people, the baker and the butler, come in there and have dreams. He interprets the dreams, asks for their favor when they get out. One of them didn't make it too far. Anyway, he gets out and he forgets all about him. I mean, if there's anybody who's got a good reason to have a little bitterness in him, it would have been Joseph. But Joseph, praise God, there's something about this, praise God. If you know this, it'll cause you to rise above things. And if you know that God has a calling on your life, and with that calling on your life, the devil will use people around you to try to pull it down. But if you realize, praise God, that God has put you in that family to be a light to them so they can see Jesus Christ in you, and you keep letting that light shine, praise God, you don't let their attacks affect you because you know those attacks are coming from the devil, and God has put you in there to be a witness, praise God. And if the devil can't steal your witness, eventually, praise God, God will cause the savor of his knowledge to cause that family to come to Calvary's cross, praise God. And when we get to heaven, they'll all be there. Amen. Praise God. And Joseph had such love in his heart for his brothers when he saw them, he couldn't stop crying for joy. Had to run out of the room, praise God, and then come back and tell his brothers, amen, for evil, but God turned it for good. Hallelujah. Praise God. God calls them to triumph. Amen. Psalm 69:30, the Bible says this: I will praise your name, and I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. The scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. But notice that he says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I have a question. Can you make God bigger? You can't, can you? I mean, he's number one. You can't make God bigger, but he can get bigger than your life. And he says, magnify God with thanksgiving. So when you start giving God thanks, it begins to magnify him. My Bible says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, praise God. So when you start thanking God for who he is, he gets bigger on the inside of you. And the bigger he gets on the inside of you, the smaller the devil gets and the smaller the problems are, praise God, because you're God's number one, praise God. And we need to magnify him with thanksgiving, praise God. Last thing, that is when we approach God, we ought to approach God with thanksgiving. We sang this morning, but Psalm 100 verse 4 says this: I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name, praise God. We are to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Amen. So when you come walking through the gates of God, what should you be doing? Thanksgiving, right? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We shouldn't be coming in complaining. God, why haven't you done this? Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Amen. We need to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Our prayer, the Bible says, when we go to God in prayer, we ought to start out with thanksgiving. Don't just hit God with rapid fire knees. Stop and give him thanks for a little while. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for Jesus at the right hand, whoever intercedes on your behalf, praise God. Amen. Even Jesus, when he stood at the tomb of Lazarus, before he called Lazarus out of the tomb, he stopped and said, Lord, I thank you that you hear me always, praise God. Amen. We ought to come before him with thanksgiving, praise God. Amen. So let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. I want all of us personally just to close our eyes, forget about everything that's going on in your world today, and thank him. You have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. So just take a minute right now, thank him for saving you. Thank him for this great country that we have. Thank him for your mercy in your life. Thank him for your family, for your friends, for your church, for the relationships, for the blessings of God on your life. Stop and thank him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want everybody to continue in prayer. I don't want anybody looking around. Praise you, Jesus. I feel led this morning to agree with somebody this morning. If there's relationships and family relationships that struggle, that cause pain, that you're really not looking forward to Thursday, not that you're not thankful, you do not like confrontation. It might not be Thursday, just sometime this week, whenever it is. But today, just say, Pastor Greg, agree with me in the name of Jesus that I'll stay thankful, that I'll rise above it, and the peace of God will flow in our homes. If you're here today and that's you, and God's really spoken to you about that, I'm not going to call you out or anything like that. I just want to pray with you. If you'll raise your hand up real quick and put it right back down. Yes, I see this hand. You can put them right back down. Somebody else. Yes, I see that hand. In Jesus' name. Somebody else this morning. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' precious name, you saw these hands that have gone up. And Lord, I don't know the reason for all the conflict. It could be from many different directions. God, but I know that you have commanded us to be thankful, to be at peace among ourselves. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name over these families, these situations. God, I ask you would break the power of division and bring unity, Father God, in these relationships. I ask, Father God, today that the wisdom of God would be in the hearts and lives of my brothers and sisters in Christ. As Father God, as they deal with their family members, Lord God, Father, give them the wisdom that a soft answer turns away wrath and they don't have to defend themselves. God, you're their defender. You're the only one, God, that can change them, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, I speak reconciliation over relationships, Lord God. And God, may it begin right now. May it begin today in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know how long it'll take, but right now in faith, believing, it's starting right now. And in the name of Jesus, we will live the Christ life before them. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the wisdom to deal with it. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of division, strife, I bind you. Jealousy, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I loose the blood of Jesus and the blessing of the Lord over these homes, Father God, and I call them blessed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the troops that are overseas defending our freedoms. God, those that will spend Thanksgiving Day, Father God, apart from their families, I ask a special grace and blessing be upon them in Jesus' name. Thank you for these young men and women who so bravely serve this country, Father God. We thank you for the freedoms that we have here in America in Jesus' name. Father, you said in your word that we are to be thankful for all men. We are to be thankful for our leaders and kings and presidents, Father God. We pray for our president, Father God, in Jesus' name, for the Congress and the Senate. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord God, to do a miracle there, Lord. Do a miracle, Father God, in Jesus' name. Either change their hearts or remove them. But God, you will give us leaders that will please you and serve you and obey you in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we bind you off our country. You're not going to take it. In Jesus' name, we claim victory. Hallelujah. God, that the fragrance of Jesus Christ would prevail in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's continue in attitude of prayer. Here with our heads bowed, our eyes closed, and no one looking around. Everybody praying. If you're here this morning and you've never truly been born again of the Spirit of God, if you were to die today, you cannot say that heaven would be my home. And today's the day of salvation. Thank God for His grace this morning. He's reaching to you with His love and mercy. The Bible says if you will repent of your sin and believe that He died on the cross for your sins, that He rose again on the third day, and confess Him as your Lord, you will be saved. So if you're here this morning and that's you, you're not born again, if you raise your hand where you're at, I want to pray with you this morning that Jesus Christ will come into your heart to be your Lord, your God, and your Savior. Is there one here today that you do not know this Jesus as Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I take it today that everybody saved them. I ask God that we would have a blessed afternoon. Bring us back again tonight, Father God. We thank you for your goodness. I ask your anointing on each and every one of us. Loose your angels around about us. In Jesus' name, amen.